And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Florida, where a judge just refused Planned Parenthood's bid to throw out a lawsuit. The state's attorney general is suing the abortion giant for advertising the abortion pill as, in their words, safer than Tylenol. The judge said no. They didn't just call the pill safe, he noted. They called it safer than other medicine. That's a claim they'll now have to back up. Speaking of products sold as safe, in Scotland, at least 40 women now say the drug maker Pfizer gave them brain tumors, blaming a long-term contraceptive shot. The women report bulging eyes, lost vision, and seizures after years on the injection. One mother took it for 2 decades before doctors found a tumor on her optic nerve. She's had 4 surgeries. In America, more than 1,700 similar cases are now piling up in court. The lawyers say nobody warned these women, and they're almost certainly right. From contraception to the children taking it. In Illinois, Democrats have passed a bill letting minors get birth control with no parental consent. It now waits on the governor's desk, and he's expected to sign. That would make Illinois the 24th state to cut parents out entirely. Supporters call it empowering, but pro-life investigators have shown for years how hiding contraception from a child is exactly how an abuser keeps his victim quiet. So, empowerment for whom? And while one state is attempting to erase parental knowledge, another state is just attempting to erase them altogether. In New York, Democrats in the legislature have passed a bill stripping the words mother and father out of state family law. Mother becomes gestating parent and father becomes non-gestating parent. It now heads to Governor Kathy Hochul's desk, and reporters say some Democrats actually rolled their eyes as they voted, but then voted yes anyway. To Washington and your tax dollars, a new study finds more than 6 million people on Obamacare were enrolled deceptively. About 1 in 4. The cost this year alone, an estimated $25 billion. Dr. Oz, who now runs Medicare and Medicaid, says many never filed a single claim because they don't exist or never knew they'd been signed up. The administration says it's already pulled nearly 2 million phantom names off the rolls. $25 billion for coverage no one asked for. Overseas now, last week Belgium sent a man to jail for citing crime statistics about a mass migration. 1 week later, immigrant rioters set parts of Brussels ablaze, and the trigger? Budget cuts. Rioters tried to storm the parliament building while lawmakers sat inside voting. So one man goes to prison for quoting the numbers, and the streets promptly prove him right. You almost couldn't write this. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.